Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents 1913-1914, page 1681 slide. Visible translated text is as follows. Much as I wanted Dot about that good country they claimed, and he said, it was no so good Dot to you, was it? You went up there and got tuberculosis. And I said that, and he said, but the people here Dot take better care of you, and I would advise you not to stay here. I think there is some trouble out about you, but if you do get into any trouble, come and see me. I went on home, and the next day I was coming up the street, and I passed his shop, and the young man that worked there told me that Mr. Jacobs wanted to see me right away quick, and I told him all right, and Mr. Jacobs wasn't there, and he called up somebody in the Temple Court building, and he said Mr. Jacobs told me to meet him at the steps, and I did so, and he carried me to the 4th National Bank building on the 11th floor, and then he kept me there about an hour in a private room, and he went away someplace, I don't know where, and he told me Mr. Burns would be there in a minute and wanted to see me, and so just tell Mr. Burns where I wanted to go, and he would send me wherever I wanted to go. I waited and waited and waited, and he didn't come back, and nobody called for me, and I was sick and needed air, and I goes out and catches the elevator, and a gentleman met me and says, are you the boy that was in the office? And I said, yes, and he said Mr. Jacobs said to come to his place right away, and I went down there, and he said, Mr. Burns said that was all right to stay here. He don't think he will need your affidavit, for it don't any good anyway. Yesterday, which was Monday, April 27th, 1914, I was standing on the corner of Piedmont Avenue and Decatur Steps, and Chief Lanford passed by me, and he and I spoke about the same time. I told him howdy, and he told me howdy, and he told me as soon as I had time to come down to his office that he wanted to see me. I goes down to his office in the afternoon, about 3 o'clock, and he and I had a private talk in his office, and he asked me if I was ever in Chicago, and I told him, yes, sir, and he asked me, had I ever made an affidavit to Mr. Burns, and I told him, yes, sir, and he said, well, I heard.